that teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We create it as a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more. A lot more than we had before. So take me to the nearest store. Can you hear it ring? It makes you wanna sing. It's such a beautiful thing. It's yeah. It lights up diamond rings. The happiness it brings. You live like a king with lots of money and
good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Cash Flow. It is a Wednesday. It's hump day. And, yes, I guess it is the hump day. I've always hated that. Why did I just say that? I'm John Statmiller out there on the left coast.
Hey, it's James Martinez in Beverly Hills. Hey, hump day it is. Okay, we'll just forget that.
I never liked that. I don't know why I just said that. I never liked that hump day. Mm-hmm. I mean, am I...
Who started that anyway?
I have no idea.
Yeah,
It's one of those little things that we never know where it originates from, but we find ourselves repeating it.
That is true.
How are things out in Beverly Hills, California?
Beverly Hills, California is just the illusion that it always is, ladies and gentlemen, as you well know, John. It's just I've been watching the news and everybody's post after the Oscars here and winding down and starting to, you know, because the strike is over here, everybody's, you know, the writer's strike, that is, everybody's wound back up again right into the machine and starting to roll all over again out here in Hollywood.
Well, and you know, it's just not Hollywood. I mean, folks... You know, I am simply amazed. You know, I went to my dental appointment today, and I was talking to my dentist, and I said, so who are you voting for? Well, I'm thinking about Obama. I'm going, okay. So I just went in there for a consultation today. It was supposed to be an in-and-out type of deal. And, well, I held him up from the next appointment that he had, and he finally had to beg out of the room. But I just took the opportunity. I said, you know what the problem is? I said, the problem is... that people do not know what is happening to themselves, what is happening to their life, what's happening to their business, or in your case, you know, practice or whatever. I said, people just don't have a clue as to what the heck is driving things today.
That is so true. That's exactly right.
And I says, and how are we supposed to make informed, logical choices on what we do next with our lives? Because, folks, I don't know about you, but I'm not a Rastafarian or... I'm not one of these guys that believe in reincarnation. I'm not going to come back as a dove or a horse's ass, you know. But
okay, that's a good choice.
Yeah, we only have one go around in this life, and by golly, it is a wonderful gift. I'm glad to be part of everything, and I'm enjoying it in spite of the people that are causing us so many problems.
And so what did the dental guy say as you said this?
Well, I'm...
Your doctor.
Well, I have extensive dental work that I need done that I have put off for some, I don't know, 20 years. So I'm going to be with this guy for some time to come. But he is a very good man. An exceptional dentist, by the way. I have never had a dental exam. It's the luck of the draw. You know, this is the first time I ever met the guy. You know, he's giving me a dental examination, and I'm watching the way this guy works. He knows his stuff. So I am going to get him up to speed in matters of economics and, you know, everything else. I'm going to get him as sharp as he is as a dentist, and I'm going to bring him up to speed with the information.
Good.
Because, after all, I got a captive audience. But sometimes it's real hard to talk to the dentist, but... Because they are always in your mouth, and they got stuff jammed in. But they understand you. That's the amazing part. Hey, we got a break here. We'll be back on the other side right after this.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Have you really thought about what comes out of your faucets and into your body? Is it city water full of chlorine or unpurified well water? Do you think sterilized bottled water is safe? The right quality water has everything to do with your health. Not just quality, Kangen water. Alkaline, anti-aging Kangen water from Future Aqua is revolutionizing the health industry. This Japanese technology turns your acidic, contaminated, and chlorinated tap water into healthier alkaline water that can do wonders to your body. When your body pH is acidic, you are susceptible to illness and disease. When your body pH is alkaline, you virtually can never get sick. The benefits of Kangen water is incredible. It helps slow the aging process. It promotes healthy weight loss. It boosts the body's immunity against disease. It increases the absorption of important vitamins, minerals, and protein. It's just an amazing water. Find out more. Visit futureaqua.com. That's futureaqua.com. Change your water. Change your life with Kangen water from futureaqua.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
You know, I must apologize, James.
Yes.
I forgot today was Wednesday, and Bob Neverett is holding.
Yes, he is.
And my producer just let me know that during the commercial break, and also she informed me that she had already voted, and she voted for Hillary Clinton. I immediately instructed my wife to pay her off and tell my engineer to come in here and take over the board.
Okay. All right.
You're fired.
All right.
I feel like what's his face? Don. What's the real estate
Trump.
Guy? Donald Trump. Yeah. You're fired. No, I'm just kidding. You didn't seriously vote for Hillary, did you?
No, I didn't.
Okay, good. Okay. You're rehired. Okay. Bob Neverett, how are you doing this afternoon?
Hey, good morning. It's morning for you guys, right? 11 to 2, 11 to 12, right?
No, actually, it's past lunchtime.
Okay, the majority rules. So, good afternoon, gentlemen.
How you doing?
Good afternoon, Bob.
Very good. I want to bring in the development from what I've said before, and this might be a tough one, but I'm going to explain why I would not invest in gold or real estate or anything hardware as my main concern or main investment. What I would invest in that will get us out of this mess is the ongoing talk and communication that we are surrounded with. That is what's saving us, saving the economy. It's saving the larger structure. It doesn't save individuals. Individuals are part of older institutions which are destroyed by this phenomenon of talk. It was the constant talk that our media engages us in all the different modes, visual, acoustic, and kinetic. These modes and this communication matrix prevented us from any nuclear war that was going to happen in the 1560s if we believe there was an agenda, or even if there was no particular elitist agenda, just that things were getting under control, you know, peaking with the Cuban crisis in October 62. is the TV coverage and now the multimedia coverage that everybody's engaged in is what is allowing us not to focus on one particular thing. We can't even have a goal for 3 weeks. A policy can't be changed, even determined, because of this constant change. And this factor of change, we'll just call it the endless talk, which we're engaging in, and our particular opinions are canceled out by other opinions and multi-opinions. It's the process of talk which is keeping this economy going, and the Federal Reserve has announced this with that new act they're bringing in a couple of years. They're just going to get rid of the reserves and just talk and have press conferences every now and then, mm-hmm. which is what they're doing now. Mm-hmm. We need to look, this may sound like an exaggeration, we need to look at that factor, that's why this economy, Wall Street, won't totally collapse. A lot of major houses are collapsing, but they're shifting to this decentralization where it's almost a guerrilla economy now. You never know who anybody is representing and where they're from and who's funding them, and there's lots of wealth around the world. But the constant talk that everybody engages in, doesn't matter what station they listen to, it's that talk that gives everybody a sense of an ongoing thing. And if we stop that talk, then we'd have an Armageddon. Then we'd have a real problem. Now, this is a big subliminal aspect, I think, of our time. And, John, this is what I mean by tactility. The interplay of all these media is actually the bomb, B-A-L-M, that is keeping everything going. And if you actually look at things, like if you read Bob Chapman's column, and he looks at the statistics, and it's totally ridiculous, it's up into the quadrillions, nobody can pay it off, he's missing the point that the talk about the problem and the talk about solutions is what's keeping this environment stable. Now, isn't that incredible, that idea?
That is an incredible idea. And it's funny you should say that, because my dentist today just mentioned to me, he says, you know, it seems that people are starting to wise up. And we were talking about alternative health and care and people starting to pay attention to what they're eating and drinking and things of that nature. And I said, well, you know why that is? I says, because it's people like myself. We have discussions about this.
That's right.
And a lot of people are paying attention. Bob, I appreciate you bringing that up, because we sometimes do not know the effect that we have.
Yes.
And who is listening?
Very true.
That's
very
right.
True.
That's why there's great freedom happening. There's so much good information. A friend of mine used to say the 20th century man is the guy running down the street saying, I've got all the answers, but what are the questions?
Mm-hmm.
And the answers are out there. This is what puts a problem for the educational system. For 30 years now, there's been more answers out in the environment than provided the kids in schools. A 19th century education was based on people not having enough information. So they went to a centralized school and got literate information. Now the answers are out there. So what is the role of schools today? The schools, they shouldn't close the schools. They should bring in the questions and organize ignorance for discovery. Ignorance being, we're in a new situation. Most people can understand that. And we can explore it together.
Well, hang
now,
on, Bob.
And so
wait,
when
wait,
you're
wait,
talking
wait,
about this station...
Hey, Bob. Yes. Bob, you talk about the education in our schools, but the education in our schools, somebody decides what those children are going to learn and how they're going to learn it way in advance.
That's right.
That's the cultural bias. We have this global impersonal matrix going on, and every culture, like a meme, keeps putting and distorting the situation back into their terms. You're going to take a lot of heavy perceptual training to get American educators to think the book is not more important than other media. The book is what they continue to reinforce in the schools, and all the knowledge that comes with that. What is Al-Qaeda in Saudi Arabia doing? They're celebrating their manuscript culture. That's what they put in their programming. So you go around the world, and you see every culture is blinded by their particular past habits, and therefore frustrated. Even Wall Street's idea of what the economy is limited. But we all, though, daily are on the Internet and engaging in information where we're learning stuff. That's mm-hmm. the popularity of Art Bell and this network and all kinds of other networks, because people can learn stuff, and that's the advantage of this decentralization. I mean, if you didn't have this environment, you
exactly.
couldn't have Republic Broadcasting.
And I couldn't agree with you more, because we constantly get phone calls and emails and accolades at this network, people telling us, you know, I thought I knew what was going on, but you people really teach real history. You people really talk about hard facts, provable stuff, and they're blown away by it. They have never heard anything like it before in their entire lives.
Right, and this is important. I mean, all these older media cultures, literacy and whatever, the old tradition, are here. They don't go away, but they've been marginalized. So there's lots of ways to create wealth by providing people the time and history to look at this information. But I'm here to remind us of the present, and the present cancels out any of those forms of learning when we're looking at issues and problems and why Ron Paul didn't win or why people want Obama or why the Russians are going for a 42-year-old guy, Medvedev, who comes out of the KGB. You know, why are these, this is the big picture we're talking about here.
Understood.
Right. Right. So what would you suggest? I mean, the way the education system is, I know this electrical environment provides everybody with a lot of learning, but it also provides a lot of people with a lot of disinformation as well. So when children in school, look, John gives a perfect example because he communicates with people that he meets. And that effect right there has, I've seen it time and time again because I've done it myself, that effect right there does wonders for people. Like they, I don't see anybody that in the younger school people that really trust their teachers or their school. They're all going on the web. So going to school is going to take on a completely different form. Is that what you're saying?
Well, the school institution is obsolete. But what we mean by obsolete is that it's prominent and you get more and more schools. Schools are being built more and more. They've been for the last 30 years because they don't actually have a constituent influential effect as the digital environment was developed in the last 30 years. So definitely these kids, we can't even categorize them by age. These kids have experience in the media that someone 50 years ago or before wouldn't have at all, or maybe not until they're 60. So we can't even determine who's a child and who's an adult. But people in this industrial legacy want separate jobs, specialist jobs, and you're not going to stop them going to schools. So since, and a lot of the kids, they go to schools to relax from the work of being on the Internet when they're home. A friend of mine sent me some photos of her daughter and went to her family, and she showed the five kids in the family, and the parents, her daughter, as a parent, was wondering why the kids don't talk to them, but the pictures they showed was that all three kids were either on their little game thing while watching TV but not paying too much attention, or on a computer playing their guitar through a visualization screen, right, or doing something else. None of the kids were involved with the chemical bodies around them.
Right.
And
right.
So how do you get a sense of community? You go to school. Kids love school, but it's for community reasons.
That's
over
right.
To hang out for their buddies to find out what they did when they were working.
And the parents are using it, Bob, as a convenient Monday through Friday babysitter.
Because this new electric digital environment made money disappear, so people have to get more jobs, so they can't be parents, so thank God for schools.
Well, and if you look, and Bob, I don't want to get on this rabbit hole too deeply, but if you whip out your local copy of the main points or the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto, people in this country would be amazed of how the thought of culture has been changed. If you look at the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto, centralized banking, government schools, and that's exactly what we have right now by the Fed mandating what all these public schools teach and what they don't teach.
Well, that started in 1938 with Roosevelt.
Yes, it did.
Okay, so you have that structure, but George Orwell or Aldous Huxley did not predict the amazing informational chaos and matrix that people live in. So the people aren't too concerned, even the young kids, aren't even concerned about their privacy being surveilled like Big Brother would have presented in George Orwell's 1984. They put their stuff on the MySpace.
Wait to say what's going on with their lives. They want to put it out there. They want to broadcast. They want everybody to know what move they're doing. They'll text you and say when they're getting on a plane, what they're doing on a plane,
exactly,
when the plane takes off, everything.
Exactly. Yeah, a blow-by-blow description because, look, I've got this toy and I've got to use it.
Yeah, I've got to use it because it's a new
thing. That's it. That's John. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Now, my friends in the intelligence agencies, they got a real problem. They don't even know what they think they should control to create fear in people. Like before it was, we'll expose your private life. Now they look at the next generation. What can we control these kids by in some kind of information? They got nothing to control. So that makes them paranoid, so they just start building more surveillance equipment and bring in the Patriot Bill.
I love it. Oh, gosh. I'll tell you what, gentlemen, we've got a break. And we'll also take calls during the body of the show. Bob Neverett, James Martinez, and myself, John Stadtmiller, 800-313-9443. We shall break. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, folks, we are back. Let's snag a phone call here. PC in Austin. Hello, PC.
Hi, PC.
Hello, yeah, I was just listening to Alex Jones, but I guess you guys will do it. Anyway, I just got out of a Bible study, and the pastor was talking about these new modern translations of the Bible that are out now, like the NIV, NASV, et cetera. There's about 300 of them now.
Mm-hmm.
And what we believe they're designed to do is to sip you another Jesus, a fake Messiah, Antichrist. They're been changed around a lot. And, of course, the devil wants you to follow him,
you know, and
he's trying to get you away from the King James. And 98%, what city am I calling here, by the way?
No, this is Round Rock.
Oh, okay, well, I'm in the area. It's 98% of the churches in our area here are basically part of the Alexandrian cult, teaching you that there's no Bible you can hold in your hand that's inerrant, infallible, and preserved. They're all full of errors here and there.
Right, right.
And it's called the Alexandrian cult. They come from the ancient Alexandrian manuscripts, the modern translations do, and with Horton and Westcott were two Roman Catholics that denied the virgin birth, the blood atonement, salvation by grace alone through faith.
Right.
There's a lot of traffic here, so I might not be hearing too well. But anyway, they had what's called the Sinaiticus and Vaticanus manuscripts. That's where the modern translations like the NIV or the NASV, etc., come from. The King James comes from the Textus Receptus, which is the right one. So the world has basically accepted the modern translations, and most of the congregations in the world right now, or we'll just talk about our area here, have accepted the modern translations because they seem to be easier to read. But they've been dumbed down, and they've got almost 65,000 omissions in them, and many, many additions, and they changed the scriptures to look like you got to earn your salvation. For instance, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, 18.
PC, let me slow you down here. You were a little confused as to what show you were calling into.
Yeah, I thought it was Alex Jones.
No,
it's not Alex.
Because yeah, I was just listening to Alex Jones on 96.3.
Yeah, well, and you'll hear Michael Herzog for the next 2 hours after Alex, and then you'll hear me.
Okay, because when I stepped out of my vehicle, Alex was still on the air, so I wonder what happened. That it was 20 after.
No, call 800-259-9231 to get Alex.
Oh, okay.
Hey, PC, thanks
yes,
for
sir.
Your call, buddy.
Are you Herzog?
No, I'm Statmiller.
John, I'd like to point something out to the guy since you brought up the Bible. Has he considered that... Is he gone?
Are you still there, PC?
Yeah, mm-hmm, sure.
Yeah, PC, have you considered that what makes the Christian religion different from any other religions is the fact of the phonetic alphabet? It's the unique effect of the phonetic alphabet, which scientists have now proven. You can see in the book called Proust and the Squid, new book, showing that brain mapping, that the Chinese ideogram has a different effect, actually activates the right hemisphere, whereas the phonetic alphabet activates the left hemisphere. And many of our concepts of individuality or the individual soul come from the effect of the phonetic alphabet. I bring this up. If you actually look into that idea, it may not matter what Bible content you're reading. It's the massage of the book that's enhancing your Christian faith.
Hello?
Yes.
Good. Oh, yeah, a bunch of traffic. I'm on a busy highway. But, no, what I'm saying is if we don't have a book that we can depend on, well, we have nothing. The Muslim can run us right over, or a Jehovah's Witness or a Catholic. It doesn't matter. They can just say, well, you're wrong, I'm right, and you don't have anything to stand on. But that's what we have. We have the Word of God, and it was God promised to give us His Word. He says, "Well, my words are pure words, purified seven times in Proverbs." So,
well, that's why Jesus came. That's why Jesus came at the time of the phonetic alphabet in the Roman Empire. He picked a time to embed His message in a medium that would be long-standing. First it was the manuscript, then the printing press, which is the King James Version. The importance of the medium is an important aspect of the Christian culture. The Muslims are based on a manuscript, not the phonetic alphabet. They have a different script and they have a different concept of what they're about.
PC, thank you for your call. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, PC.
Yeah, we air in the same market as Alex Jones, and he was a little confused, but that's okay. At least
it's an interesting question he brought up.
Yeah, yeah. And faith, there are going to be many things used against people, and one of the hardest things, and the communists knew this. One of the hardest things to do is to try to move people in a direction you want them to move them in, whether by belief system or accepting the new paradigms or whatever it is. If people had their heads buried in the book, they discovered this was a real problem. So, yeah, and
so what did they do? They brought in the radio. And the radio tribalized everybody. In 1938, you had collectivism all over the world in different cultural forms, including here with Roosevelt.
Mm-hmm.
That
mm-hmm.
bypassed the effect of the book.
I simply put it this way. The book the book is this. I say that God is the conscience of man. And we have so many different people out there with so many different belief structures. And it's amazing to me. Now, I don't think Protestants and Catholics have a different God than, say, the Muslims or anybody else does, even though they call them by a different name. There can only be one God and one creator of the universe. So where is all this disconnect coming from and all the confusion? I do not run somebody down for their faith and how their belief system is. I simply tell them this, Bob, that, you know, if you're down with your faith and you are a stone believer in whatever the doctrine or whatever the whatever it is, that's fine. But if you see serious flaws in it and you just chalk it up, well, I've just got to be more faithful, if that's your belief system, that's fine. But let me tell you something. If you do believe that you are going to be judged by the time you check off this mortal coil here, Earth, there's not going to be any intercessors, no lawyers in your behalf. It's going to be you and God, so take it from there.
I'll respond to that after.
Okay, good, good.
All right.
All right, we'll take the break here. PC might have started something here. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Have you really thought about what comes out of your faucets and into your body? Is it city water full of chlorine or unpurified well water? Do you think sterilized bottled water is safe? The right quality water has everything to do with your health. Not just quality, Kangen water. Alkaline, anti-aging Kangen water from Future Aqua is revolutionizing the health industry. This Japanese technology turns your acidic, contaminated, and chlorinated tap water into healthier alkaline water that can do wonders to your body. When your body pH is acidic, you are susceptible to illness and disease. When your body pH is alkaline, you virtually can never get sick. The benefits of Kangen water is incredible. It helps slow the aging process. It promotes healthy weight loss. It boosts the body's immunity against disease. It increases the absorption of important vitamins, minerals, and protein. It's just an amazing water. Find out more. Visit futureaqua.com. That's futureaqua.com. Change your water. Change your life with Kangen water from futureaqua.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
All right, we're back. Bob, give me a second here. I've got something I've got to read here. Let me see. Truth Seekers, down here in Austin, folks. I will be down there Friday night, February 29th, from 7 to 10 p.m., and that's at the China Emperor to Four Square. And that's at William Cannon and South Congress in Austin. And it's going to be a nice little meeting. So they got pretty good food down there. They got a buffet, Chinese restaurant. Hey, if you don't like Chinese, that's okay. They've got stuff to drink. Eat before you come. At any rate, we'll be down there Friday and starting at 7 o'clock. Contact number on that, area code 512-577-5394. All right. Bob, you were going to say.
Yes,
Bob,
you were a bit frustrated by the argumentation and factionalization that goes on in religion. If you look at it as different groups of people conditioned by their medium of choice or historical medium, you'd realize that your idea that when I die, an individual dies and meets their maker on their own, that's a particular Western concept. The Middle East Arab groups do not believe in themselves as an individual confronting some personal religion. They think of themselves as a group. Actually, the popular, you know, the urban legend that they're waiting to, the Al-Qaeda are waiting to get 50 virgins or whatever,
mm-hmm.
That's a group thing. That's a group image. A group is going to meet them. It's, you know, masculinized, But we have to look at the group dynamic that the manuscript culture created in the Arabs, but they did not have print. And then you have the electric world. And so overall we have the phrase, it's a useful phrase, culture wars. If you understand culture not as the content of what people's opinions, but of the interplay, the clash of civilizations, that's another inadequate statement by Huntington, is the clash of different stages of media conditioning. That's what is causing it. In other words, you didn't have the Protestant Church, the King James Bible until the printing press. That cracked the Roman Catholic Church's 1500-year regime.
Bob, let me ask you about the clash of media. John knows, I know, you know, that the information that we're talking about here, let me tell you something. I'm out here in Hollywood, as you know. He's out in Texas. It is a constant war of information against those that are ignorant, out to lunch, and dead, and the people that are semi-informed, who are trying to explain this economic situation to everybody. And let me tell you something. I meet with anger, complete total ignorance, can't get people's attention, and it's just like the way the information is set up now, it's like who is going to believe who and why constantly. John and I constantly have to deal with people. He doesn't necessarily all the time, but I do, with people resisting this flow of information, whether it fits into their filters or not. It's a constant thing. It's a battle.
That's caused by the nature of the Internet, which gives information to everybody. Therefore,
right.
Obsolescing the expert, the opinion dominant person. In other words, you have this chaos. So actually, the effect, when you give everybody access to universal information, the effect is there's no more information that anybody can rely on in a collective shared way. That's what we're up against. And if you describe that to the person before you go into the history of the Federal Reserve, you'll get their attention, because that's what they live in. These people aren't ignorant. They just aren't concerned about literate structures and industrial structures that happened 80 years ago. So we got to come up with a new way, just like Ron Paul has to actually attract people's attention. And I'm not saying that can be answered, but at least we could raise the question. Next time you're talking to Ian Bailey and his girlfriend, start talking about the structure of Hollywood, the structure of the information environment, and why they would be isolated and wouldn't understand you. Begin with that rather than trying to tell them what happened in the past.
No, I have done that, and they're far more open than anybody is that I've spoken to that it's in Hollywood. They're way more open, and he's started to talk to more people about that situation now. But it's this constant I deal with people that come in with credit card debt, and when I contact them, I have to deal with their computers, their cell phone, their texting. I will text me this, send me this, double drop this, do a twist, do a backflip, jump in, call me back, then use my sister's email address, and then text that to her, and then fax it. And then I deal with people, well, I don't have a cell phone, so let me tell you, I'll check with my assistant, and I'll text you, and then I'll talk to my assistant and fax it over to you, and then we'll give it to him. And then I'll call you back on a conference call, and then blah, 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 blah.
Gentlemen, that's why I've said that, and there's a lot of confusion out there. And the electronic world, this is a new virtual reality. For those that are over 30, 40 years old, this is a new, brand new medium. And for me, I think, gentlemen, the greatest invention that was ever made was the telephone. I mean, if you think about it, if you email somebody, what is that? That's just a faster version of snail mail. You still have to type it. You still have to read it. You still have to send it. You still have to receive it. Telephones was instantaneous, that you're having a conversation. It was instantaneous. And I, for one, hate computers. I really do. Even though I went to electronic engineering school, I was going to be an engineer, and I discovered something. I really don't like computers. To me, they're cold, they're impersonal. But you're right, Bob. With new medium, with the mind that can absorb that, they're being taught a whole different paradigm. And you're exactly on point when we're trying to discover ways to grab their attention. I have a when I talk to people, and I can talk to CEOs of companies, I can talk to politicians, I can talk to the garbage collector, I can talk to the school teacher, I can talk to the principal, I can talk to many different people that come from different stratas. It's not so much that I am just dying to impart my information on them. I'm trying to discover what their concerns are. Once I start relating to them on something that they can understand, Then I have them. Then I can impart the information. Then we play this little ebb and flow game with the information coming back and forth. I may have a ton of stuff that this person doesn't know, but I'm not going to let them know that. And I'll say one more thing before I take another call here, is that I've described this. We have this pension. We're fearful. We're short of time. Things are disassembling. We've got to hurry up. But people have to they have this penchant for doing this, and I call it the Patriot dump. And that you have all this information. You got videos, you got DVDs, you got documentation, you got paperwork, you've got emails, you've got PDF, you've got reams and libraries of information. And you're going to dump that on somebody's lap, and they're going to look at you like you just came from Venus. What I discovered when people watched Aaron Russo's presentation, Freedom to Fascism, the number one thing that I got back from these people, their number one response that I got back from them, they were embarrassed for being so stupid. And James, what are you running into when you talk to people about credit card debt? They want to tell you their life story. They're embarrassed. They feel that they have failed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
it has to do with their self-esteem. It has to do with the feedback loop associated with even discussing it.
Yeah.
I mean, that intertwined with phone. I mean, whether I communicate with them through the internet, through a cell phone, through anything, there's always the feedback loop is the low self-esteem mixed with fear, mixed with what information is correct all the time, all the time.
Absolutely. Let's go to the phones here. Mark in Kentucky. Hello, Mark.
Well, you know, I have a little bit of an issue saying it's all just a computer there because my brother has a computer but never gets on it. He just watches TV, and I have the same resistance thing to him. He don't get it. I mean, how do you explain that?
Well, but we're still talking about another form of medium.
Right.
Now with the internet, you have a choice. I don't know if he's got satellite, he's got cable. I don't know if he's got 100 channels.
He's got regular TV.
Okay, so he's only got a couple of channels.
Right.
Okay, but it doesn't really matter whether he's got cable, he's watching 3 channels, or he's surfing 500 of them. It's the content of the medium itself. The nice thing about the internet is if you've got a question, chances are you can find the answer to your question. But this is a one-sided medium. This is not interactive. It's not live. It's prepackaged, pre-digested, and presented to you, and that's it.
Right.
And you, as a listener or a watcher or whatever, you're supposed to, through this morass of information that they've carefully gleaned for you and present to you every single day, you're left with a decision of what you think is true and what isn't true. But what they don't understand is that medium is very tightly controlled. They don't know that yet.
Okay, and let me just say this. Is that your brother watching TV, he's saving the world as much as you on the computer because he's participating in the medium interaction, the medium swirl, the medium whirlpool. Because he's engaging, doesn't matter what the content is, he's engaging, he is helping keep this world afloat.
Well, I mean, I'll be honest with you. I mean, if the only thing you're doing is just sitting around looking at the computer all the time and checking out things and never putting any boots on the ground and trying to do anything or wake anyone else up or get pulled
I'm saying that the economy is based on that ethereal virtual reality. And it's good that you have no place to put your foot on. It's hard for the chemical body or for the physical body and its need for other bodies. That's a big problem is loneliness in America. People can't get back to their body. But they're not going to be able to get back unless they understand why they have to be on this new media. That is their new body. When James has a problem with his clients, he has to deal with their multiple bodies, their chemical body, their TV body, and the chip body. We've got to start looking at these things as new organs tattooed on us.
Yeah, and it sounds to me, Mark, like your brother has not made, he's not had that epiphany yet.
Well, you know, I showed him Freedom of Fascism, and unfortunately it seems like By his attitude towards things, the rest of the family got the same attitude, too. And that was the thing that spoiled it all.
That's what?
I showed them Freedom to Fascism.
I heard that, but what was their response?
I mean, they were like, well, what do you want us to do about it? Like, well, first of all, turn off the TV set. I mean, you know, learn something. I mean, yeah. At least try to
try being a free thinking American.
Right. And then figure out what you're going to do. It's not about me being your quote unquote leader or getting you to think my way. I'm just trying to get you to think.
Right.
You know, it's just, it's unbelievable. And you're talking about Patriot Dump. I used to do the exact same thing. And
you would watch their eyes glaze over and
yeah.
They're getting fidgety, dancing from one foot to the other, shifting their weight, turning three quarters to you. You know, I've seen it all.
I finally figured out that it's just not the way to do it. I mean, the best thing to do is just try to talk to people in a normal tone of voice.
We are human beings,
right?
You know that we relate to each other, and
right.
and I've said this repeatedly. You know, I'm a talk show host. Okay, my business is talking. Yeah, but my business is also listening.
Right.
In order to be a good communicator, you know, you can have a wonderful idea. You can have an idea that's going to save the planet. But until such time that you can, the next most important thing to having an idea is being able to relay that information, to relay that idea so people get it. And that's where a lot of people fall down. And we're getting more and more enclosed in our lives. And this is just not an accident. You know, is it any wonder? Take a look at it culturally in this country. We build houses without front porches anymore. We got people down here in Texas that think their garage is their front porch because most of them point to the front of the house and out to the street. So in the summertime, they've got their garage door open and they've got their lawn chairs and they're sitting in their garage. Why? Because they don't build the houses anymore with porches. Wouldn't you much rather sit on a porch than rather than your garage? I would think so.
Yep.
But it's this cultural mindset. It has been a shift and an isolation of people. And this is what we've got to overcome as well.
Because there's no medium.
Well, I think
that's
that
right.
Change people. It's just, in this day and age where deception is just about everywhere, I mean, no one really believes a lot of what's going on in our mainstream media, but they don't know what else to...
They don't have an alternative. They have not been given the alternative.
And even the alternative, you have to look at it and go, well, you know, what's this person guy gained through giving me this information, you know?
Mark, look at this situation. Information is obsolete, Mark. You have to realize communication is obsolete. That's what happened when you have multiple bodies. You got to find a way to track your brother's TV body.
Yeah.
That's what he's loving. He's worshiping his TV body.
Actually, Mark, I'm sure you've probably gotten to the point you wanted to back him in a corner and smack him around a little bit.
I've been there. I was there a couple different times that day.
Uh-huh.
Because it was almost like his attitude washed over everyone else's attitude.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I don't like that.
Mark, you know, we could have this conversation. We could have a lot of fun with this for the next half hour, but unfortunately we're running out of time. But we hear you. And I'll tell you what, when we get back from break, Bob, what I want you to do, if you would, and I don't know if you covered this in a previous program or not, but the multiple bodies. I just want you to just go over that and give another thumbnail sketch about the multiple bodies deal. Hey, Mark,
yes.
thanks for your call.
Hey, thanks
for
your call, Mark.
I appreciate it very much. Thank you for your call. Yeah, Bob?
Yes, I can do that.
Okay, good.
Let me. Let's. We're not going. We got another minute or so.
Yeah,
before
we got
the break.
Another minute or so.
I want to say this: when you rhapsodied about the telephone, you're looking at the services of it, and it is a great medium, and I prefer it over all other media. But the thing is, the telephone enabled the mafia to rise in the United States. It enabled decentralization and other weird mini states to happen. So you could say part of the collectivity that came in with Roosevelt by 1938 was one of the disservices was caused by telephone. So we got to look at a medium at its disservices as well as our personal sense of services from it. But that is the telephone. That's an ancient landscape. The bodies are a result of the shrinking of these landscapes where I don't even need a telephone in the sense of something attached to the wall. I've got everything in my little iPhone.
That's right.
So
that's right.
I'll go into the bodies after the break then.
Okay. Yeah, and you know, old school versus new school. You know,
yeah, exactly. That's right, John.
And for whatever cultural environment you, James is in a different cultural environment than I am here in Texas. Bob, I don't know where are you anyhow?
New York City.
Oh, now I know you're in a different environment than I am. I've been to New York City.
Yes.
You know, so it still comes down, and I think what we miss is human nature. You know, when this country started, the drafters of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, what were they using? They were using quill pens and inkwells, lamp oil, whale oil, candles. Well, now we've got ballpoint pens and incandescent lights. But there's one thing that has not changed, and that is the nature of man. And we have been told that the greatest savior to mankind is going to be the new technology. We're still the same old creature. We'll take this break. We'll be right back. And I want Bob to give us a thumbnail here on the...
on the bodies.
On the Sybil effect. We'll call it the Sybil effect.
yes, exactly.
We'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Are back.
Go ahead, Bob, on the five bodies.
The five bodies, Bob, give it to me.
Okay, the five bodies are the chemical body, the astral body, the TV body, the chip body, and the mystery body. Now, let me explain how I come up with that. two terms here, landscape and body. When we brought in radio in the 20s, when we brought in TV in the 50s, satellite in the 70s and 80s, they created landscapes, big environments that all previous cultures and institutions were inside of. All right? We can understand that. That's a huge landscape. And people were excited by these landscapes. They were unconscious of their disservices, but there were lots of services. Once we bring in the 0-1, the digital, it starts to shrink these landscapes so that by the 90s, someone has their telephone or their television or their radio or the newspaper on a little apparatus in their hand. And those contents, TV, radio, and newspaper, were massive environments before that, massive landscapes.
Mm-hmm.
So we can see it's logical what I'm saying. The digital shrinks the landscapes of previous media, right? We can get that.
Right.
And if you think of it as an appendage shrunk down so that each individual can have those massive landscapes adapted to their body, we look at them as a new organ attached to the body, and the kids started manifesting this in the 80s and 90s. They expressed the TV body with the tattooing fad, and they expressed the chip body, which is the old computer satellite landscape, shrunk down so I have access to everything on the Internet and the web and the old computer environment as a little nothing and square inch in my palm of my hand. The kids express that aspect in addition to the body with the embedding a ring in their nose, their ears, or their genitals, right? So you have the rings and the tattoos. The kids always express what's going on without comprehension but feel it. So the tattooing of the TV body and the ear ring in the nose of the chip body, those are two new organs, mini landscapes, that we have to orchestrate. You've got to answer your email just like you got to go to the bathroom. On top of that,
not my emails, but go ahead.
Yeah, but you have to deal with people who respond to the emails, your producer.
Yes, yes.
Right?
Yes.
It's not just you, it's the whole environment.
That's right.
Now, those two bodies were layered over on our normal physical body, whatever you want to call this. I call it a chemical body because Western science has dominated over the last 150 years, and the model of chemicals and genes and chromosomes and proteins and all that goes with chemistry and physics is what we think we're made up of. We think that's our physical body. That's the dominant model. It may not be true in the long run. There may be other factors we're not aware of. But let's call the physical body the chemical body. The reason I don't call it the physical body is that all four bodies are physical. We have to realize that our physical body is made up of these four bodies. And the fourth body is the astral body, which is the sense that all cultures have had all through history, that there's more than this physical world. There's more, there's another world, there's other inspirations, or people hope that there is. Right? We can call it the religious or spiritual impulse.
Mm-hmm.
And that has a whole body of knowledge and experience and training and tradition that is a corpus. It's like a big landscape, but it's shrunk down. So we have an astral body, a chemical body, a TV body, and a chip body. The interplay of those four is what we're dealing with. And the mystery body is what more we may find out about ourselves that we can't imagine over the next 500 years.
All right. Gentlemen, that'll do it for today's program.
We'll have to go more into that next time.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I'm getting an education here. And
okay, thank you.
All right. Hey, Bob, thanks a bunch. We'll see you next Wednesday.
My pleasure.
All righty. Let's put out that number for people that want to dump that nasty little credit card there, James.
All righty. To call me, 888-213-7655, or you may email me at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com, everybody. Have a great rest of your day.
All right. James, you're going to answer the phone if I call
you? Yes, I will. Yes, I will.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Just hang on to the computer there. I'll be back with you in a second.
All right.
All right. Folks, we'll see you tomorrow. Another edition of Cash Flow. It'll be interesting, I guarantee you. We'll see you tomorrow.